Hello, endless ma'am. It's been a while. I'm super sorry for not being very much consistent with this podcast, but hey, I really want to make it authentic and I really want to make it good and quality. So I'm not going to push myself on the days that I don't feel like talking, or the days that I don't feel like I have enough to give you guys. And yeah, so that's about it. So today is the 26th of February. Birthday month is officially ending. a little sad, a little not really actually, like, yeah, I'm like kind of okay, I guess. So it is around 6:20 p.m. in the evening, and I've just been like, this month has been really like a roller coaster for me, and again, I'm really sorry for the background noise. All these people were like super silent, which is why I decided to record the podcast right now, and everybody just wants to honk. I hate these people. I hate them from the core of my soul. Okay, now that's gone. Anyway, so yeah, so this month has been quite the roller coaster for me. Like, I've been going on and off work. Like, some days I'm totally not in the right element, some days I am trying to get back up, getting back knocked down, and so far and so forth. So it's been quite a fight, but here I am and here we are, and I'm finally starting to feel better. I'm finally starting to slowly get back up on my feet again, and ready to fight back, I guess. So today's podcast episode, I'm gonna call it like, I had read a book, like the last book I reviewed, it's called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and I read a quote which I really liked, and I have kind of stationed it in my mind, and I keep reminding myself of that quote. So today's podcast episode is going to be named that quote, which is, winners never quit and quitters never win. I am a person who does not like the idea of giving up. And although you may feel like, who likes to give up? But if you really pay attention to the people around you, and more so if you really pay attention to yourself, you'll feel like when things are alright and when things are going fine, we all are like jolly and happy and hey, motivated and stuff like that. But when things go really, really tough, that's the test, that's the examination, that is your actual point of proving yourself, okay? And there are times when nobody, trust me, nobody understands you and nobody supports you, just because the battle is so internal, the battle is so with yourself, with your heart and mind and your emotions and your situations, and you know certain things and you are just tied up and everything seems to go wrong, and you can't retaliate, you can't give up, and it's just very messy. So I think that's the kind of situation where you want to quit, you want to give up, and you kind of feel like, oh fuck it, I don't want to do this, like, let go, I don't want this, let's just relieve myself from the pain. But like I said, winners never quit and quitters never win. And so if you really want to be a winner in whatever you do in life, in general, in love, in relationships, in career, in work, and in overall life in general, you cannot quit. And you know, success actually comes right after failure, and God is testing you all the time, that, you know, when he is giving you hurdles, when he is making the road bumpy for you, what do you put your car on the reverse and you just turn back, or do you keep going on no matter how bumpy the ride gets, no matter how difficult and painful it gets for you internally and externally, you keep on going, you keep on riding, you keep on driving, keep on moving forward. So yes, it has been a bumpy ride for me this February, but a lot of things I have discovered about myself, a lot of things I have discovered about getting myself in the right frame of mind, a lot of things I have earned, a lot of things I have lost. It has been a learning lesson for sure. And yes, when you learn, like, it's always a give and take policy. You do not get anything for free. The word free is a myth. The word free is just a facade. Free doesn't exist. Okay, so for the lessons that I've learned, for the growth that is happening inside of me, for the evolvement that I'm going through currently, I had to pay a price, and that price was my suffering. That price was the countless sleepless nights that I had to cry myself to sleep. The pain, the suffering was so many days. I was lonely, and I was in my head, and I almost wanted to give up, but I kept on holding on. I kept my faith intact. I reinstilled the faith inside of me. I became more and more honest with myself. So if I am gaining so many things, I have to give something in return, and that return was the struggle, that return was the suffering. And so I have endured it, and now after the bad days, after the storm, there's always sunshine, and I'm looking forward for the sunshine. So if you are going through something of a similar nature, it's not like right now you have to go through it. We all know that suffering is inevitable, and that suffering will come. So whenever you go through such a situation, always remember this quote: winners never quit and quitters never win. And if you have to win in life, if you have to win, if you want certain things, you have to give it back. Sometimes it is peace of mind for a very brief period of time. Sometimes it is your tears. Sometimes it is some part of your heart. Sometimes it is a compromise. And there can be various definitions of struggle, but there has to be something in given in return to get something else. So yeah, so I implore you to keep holding on. I implore you to have faith. I implore you to keep fighting on. And yeah, when life knocks you down, you get the fuck up. That's all. There's no excuse. Yes, you're allowed to take a rest. You're allowed to take some time off. You're allowed to cry. You're allowed to be angry. All of that is allowed. To do everything of that, you're allowed to grieve. You're allowed to be sad and heartbroken. But once all of that is done, you are expected to get back inside the ring. You are expected to put your boxing gloves on. You are accepted to punch back. On that note, you guys, Endless Fam, I love you so much. And I'm really, 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 really grateful that whenever I'm going through certain things and I'm being very honest with you guys, I receive so much love from you guys. And I'm really, really, really thankful for that. So I've been working on my YouTube content. If you have not subscribed yet, you should go and check it out. The latest video I've put out, two of my good videos are like the review of the book Think and Grow Rich. It is a wonderful book, and the review will really, really, really be helpful. And I also uploaded like today a video which is called Get to Know Me Tag. I got in questions from you guys on Instagram, around 10 to 11 questions. I answered them on YouTube and Facebook, and I would love for you to check it out. You would probably learn something new about me. Alright, on that note, I will speak to you really, really soon. That's it for today, and this is Sonali signing off. Catch you later.